Before I begin, there's a person in the church who has a special birthday today. He's 29 again, and I want to thank him for many, many years of very generous diaconal service. So happy birthday, Deacon Jim. I say. I don't know about you, but I'm confused. St. Paul, in the second reading, says, we do not know how to pray as we ought. What do you mean? We don't know how to pray. You say your prayers. Didn't Jesus teach his disciples how to pray? Doesn't Paul know the Our Father? What do you mean, we don't know how to pray as we ought? Well, what do when you pray? You say, memorize prayers you learned as a child? You have a kind of one-on-one conversation informally with God or Jesus? Do you read the scriptures and reflect a little bit? Do you reflect on the purpose and direction of your life? Whatever you do when you pray, whether it's at home or at church or in the car or in the park, you know how to pray and I know how to pray. So what's Paul talking about? We don't know how to pray. I think our problem is not knowing how to pray. It's finding time to pray, right? Everybody says that. Something deeper, much more profound, is going on for Paul, and I think also for us. Paul's not talking about those memorized prayers that we say by rote. He's not even talking about those ritualized prayers that we join together in here in the Mass and other sacraments. He's not talking about reflective Bible reading or personal conversation or even profound meditation. All things are good, right? There are different ways to pray. Paul is talking about something much more profound. In the deepest, most intimate part of our hearts. That part we don't touch too often because it's unfinished. Or we wonder about the purpose of our lives and the meaning of all our efforts in our lives. Where we look up and say, is this all there is with our lives? That place where our deepest fears and dreams and hopes and anxieties all dwell. And when we touch it, we step back because we're a little afraid. That's the part of our heart where we don't know how to pray. We don't know what to say, how to feel, what to think, because of that deep down ache that all of our human hearts have for God and for something more than what we encounter day by day here. See, that's where the Spirit of God comes to us in our weakness and prays to God the Father on our behalf. You heard last week, St. Paul said that all the physical world of creation is groaning as in labor pains. And he said every human heart is groaning for redemption. That's where we ache. That's where the Spirit comes to lift us up and present us to God the Father without words that we can comprehend. So tonight, before you go to bed, with or without whatever your customary night prayers might be, without reading the Bible or looking over today's projects and tomorrow's work, without racing through prayers you know by heart, just stop for one moment and in a quiet stillness say this prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, fill my heart and take my heart and present it to God the Father. That's a prayer we can all say together.